The contents of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired alone. This is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. And let's get started with this one from Real Simple, the short list, What Should I Read Next? Top picks for every taste. First, a coming of middle age piece. At age 50, Judy reaches an all-time low. Cleaning out her basement, she finds her son's old baby sling, takes one look at the dog, and pops her in for immediate comfort. Over the course of Laura Zigman's Separation Anxiety, and that's Zigman, Z-I-G-M-A-N, book Separation Anxiety, Judy navigates unsteadiness and grief for her career, her marriage, her friend's cancer, her son's growing up and away from her, toward a deeply affecting conclusion. An immersive read. Fans of Emily St. John Mandel's 2014 hit Station 11 will devour her next novel. This is Emily St. John Mandel, M-A-N-D-E-L, and the book The Glass Hotel. It follows the rise and fall of a Ponzi scheme, showing how two siblings' lives entangle with that of the fraudster. With this highly readable narrative that switches perspectives, Mandel has written what might be the novel about the 2008 financial crisis and the mentalities and greed that caused it. A cozy memoir, Erica Bauermeister and her husband had set out to buy a turnkey house in remote Port Townsend, Washington. They ended up falling in love with a dilapidated four-bedroom and its Darwinian yard. House Lessons, the book, Erica Bauermeister, B-A-U-E-R-M-E-I-S-T-E-R. Her memoir in essays details her years of renovation and the ways she changed in the process. A sweeping history novel, In the Mountains Sing, Nguyen Phan K. May, N-G-U-Y-E-N. Fan, P-H-A-N, K-Q-U-E-M-A-I, traces a half century of Vietnam's history through the stories of Tran Du Lan, and she loses her livelihood during the 1950s land reform, and her granddaughter Huang, who comes out of age in the 1970s during the Vietnam War. This poetic novel illustrates how their sacrifices ripple through the family. And the last one, the glamorous founder of a woman's co-working space vanishes on the eve of a huge conference of Andrea Bartz's The Herd. The last name, B-A-R-T-Z. The book, The Herd. Police initially figure Eleanor has run off to Mexico, but then those closest to her suspect otherwise. This thriller offers a nonstop plot and layers of mystery, not to mention smart commentary on female friendships and social media. From Good Housekeeping, All Star Mattresses. This is the 2020 Best Bedding Awards. First, for shopping in-store mattresses, trusted craftsmanship in Stearns & Foster, a luxury bed. It's designed with a unique inner spring system and dense foam memory foam for the best support. You can also customize your bed with three firmnesses levels and the option to add a built-in pillow top. They got top raves from our panel, with the majority saying the mattresses were worth the price. It's ideal if you want to buy in-store, but trial period can vary by retailer. The one they recommended was the Stearns & Foster Lux Estate Cassat, $2,299 for queen. The ultimate customizable smart bed would be Sleep Number's techie option, as adjustable air chambers so couples can set each side to the preferred firmness. Control it from your phone, and if you move around overnight, it'll automatically adjust to maintain your settings. Consumer testers raved about the built-in sleep tracking and liked getting feedback on the quality of their Zs, like how much they moved and how long they were getting restful sleep. It's the Sleep Number 360 P6 Smart Bed, $2,899 for queen. If you're shopping online, the top quality internet pick. If you want the convenience of buying online but aren't a fan of all foam styles, Saatva, that's S-A-A-T-V-A, is the brand for you. You get the innerspring and pillow top mattresses that are usually sold only in stores at a much better price. Our testers gave it high marks for comfort, support, and sleep quality. We also appreciate that you get perks like free delivery and setup, old mattress removal, and a 120-night trial. It's the Sattva Classic Mattress, $11.99 for queen. A magical mattress in a box. Casper is the OG of online mattresses, so it's no shock that it's also our panel's fave. After a seamless ordering process, the all-foam style arrives in a too-small-to-be-believed box, then expands within minutes. We think the original's the best value, but the brand also offers other styles. You can opt for a more expensive one specially designed for pressure relief, or save money with a version that has fewer foam layers. The Casper mattress, $1,095 for queen. And how to shop for a mattress? Think about where to buy. Online has seen a serious boom, but it's not right for everyone. Shop in store if you want a greater variety and to feel them before buying. You can also negotiate the price. Buy online if you have trouble making decisions since there are fewer options. Plus, you can shop from home. Find your firmness. Traditional inner spring styles that have familiar bouncy feel and may be firmer. Memory foam options have less spring and offer more pressure relief. In general, side sleepers need a softer mattress. Stomach sleepers, need a firm one, and back sleepers fall somewhere in between. Ask about the return policy. Not happy with your pick? You may get a partial refund if you bought it in a store, but online companies often arrange to pick it up for a local charity and will give back 100% of your money. Make sure you can test out a new mattress for a month risk-free. That way, you can get used to it before making a decision. And shop all our top picks. We've shared the Good Housekeeping Textile Lab's top four picks above, but for even more options, you can go to goodhousekeeping.com/bestmattresses to find the full list of our top tested mattresses with specific delivery info for every budget, bed, and type of sleeper. For pillows and sheets, they've got some options for you. Standout support. This Coop Home Goods pick comes with extra stuffing, so you can tailor it to your exact needs. With a mix of memory foam pieces and microfiber clusters, it feels supportive and plush. Adjusting the fill is simple, albeit a little messy, and we appreciate that you can decide on the right amount at home in your bed. That's the Coop Home Goods Original Pillow, $60 from CoopHomeGoods.com. That's C-O-O-P, HomeGoods.com. Unbeatable value, get two pillows for less than the price of one. Amazon Basics down alternative options are machine washable, making them great for anyone suffering from allergies. Our experts say these are ideal for people who need a lower profile pillow with less support, like stomach sleepers or kids. It's Amazon Basics Down Alternative Soft Density Pillow, $23 for two at Amazon.com. And a versatile down pillow. If you love down options, you can't go wrong with this one from Home Decorators. Its medium density works for all sleeping positions, plus it's backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal. We like its smart dual layer design, an inner chamber of feathers for support with an outer layer of down for a soft, fluffy feel. It's the Down Surround Pillow at HomeDepot.com, $30. How to pick your perfect pillow? First, consider your sleeping position. Just as with mattresses, when shopping for pillows, think about how you sleep. Side sleepers need a thick, firm pillow. Stomach sleepers require a soft, thinner one. And back sleepers should go for something in between. An easy fit test: when you're lying down, your neck shouldn't tilt in any direction. Decide on fill. Think about what the pillow is filled with. Down is the fluffiest, but a down and feather combo will be firmer and less expensive. Down alternatives feel soft and, since they're made with synthetic fill, are even more affordable. Memory foam is thicker and firmer. There are also hybrid ones that mix foam and fiber fill for the best of both. And consider the care. While most styles are machine washable, some are dry clean only. have front-loading machine restrictions or advise only spot treating. Our experts recommend washing pillows 2 to 4 times a year to help them last longer. And the last thing you want is one that's a hassle to keep clean. Alrighty, from Good Housekeeping, 11 things to finally ditch, no excuses. First up, baby stuff. We'll acknowledge that it's seriously sad to get rid of those old onesies, but if the clothes are in good condition, they can help a family in need. Old greeting cards. Let yourself keep a few cards that are meaningful, especially if they're from a now departed loved one, but recycle the rest or use them for a craft. DVDs, CDs, and VHS tapes. You could easily clear up space in your house by dumping movies that are available to stream and downloading your favorite CDs to your computer. And no, they will not likely bring in money on eBay. Former bestsellers. Pass your favorite bygone beach reads to friends by holding a book swap or find a little free library. These mini shelves filled with books free for the taking pop up in many places. P.S. Your real library probably doesn't need these books. Next, unused craft supplies. You heard that knitting could be great for de-stressing, so you threw yourself into it but haven't touched your supplies in months. Either you knit or you don't. If you're leaning toward I don't, donate the excess supplies to a local senior center. Damaged dishes. The chip on that plate or bowl you've had since living in your first apartment may not seem like a problem, but water can soak in with every wash, leading to nasty bacteria growth over time. And the moisture can create bigger cracks if the item is microwaved. Costume jewelry. We're talking not about valuable gems and jewelry made from precious metals, but instead the cheaper pieces, usually made of plastic. Maybe a piece was a gift, or maybe it was a bargain too good to pass up. But if you don't wear it, put it on the donation pile. Forgotten candles. Donate or pass any like-new candles you've been given in scents you can't stand to friends who will love them. Toss candles that look as if they're from the haunted mansion. Empty journals. Either take up the journaling habit or pass them along to someone who could get some use out of them. You might also want to consider conserving paper by upgrading to a reusable smart notebook. Travel-sized toiletries. There are better ways to remember a vacation than by keeping the tiny bottles of shampoo and lotion currently cluttering up your under-sink cabinet. Use them up or donate them to a shelter. And mugs. These are always given as gifts, so it's likely you have more of them than there are people in your home. Keep your favorites and donate the rest. From Women's Day. Curious about CBD? You've probably seen this trendy product in drugstores, coffee shops, and your Facebook feed. Here are answers to 3 common CBD questions. What is it? Cannabidiol, or CBD, is a compound found in marijuana and hemp plants. Unlike another compound, delta-9-tetrahydrocannabinol, or THC, CBD won't make you high. It's sold as oils, pills, and gummies, and added to lotions, cosmetics, food, drinks, and clothing. What does it do? CBD may help relieve anxiety or improve sleep, but there aren't many human studies that confirm such claims or say what amount you should take and how. With little regulation of CBD products, it's hard to know if you're actually getting what the label promises. And is it legal? CBD that comes from hemp instead of marijuana and contains no more than 0.3% THC is legal at the federal level. However, some states and local municipalities have their own restrictions. Check the laws where you live before making a purchase. Straight Talk with Dr. Oz. Can climate change affect my health? Dr. Oz says, unfortunately, yes. The effects are wide-ranging and already occurring. Changes in the air we breathe can worsen respiratory issues and allergies. Also, warmer temps can turn water into a breeding ground for bacteria. diseases spread by mosquitoes and ticks could become epidemics. On top of all that, too much heat and more powerful and frequent natural disasters put additional stress on our mental health. Well, what can we do about it? Dr. Oz says don't lose hope. You can start to make an impact by taking public transportation more often, limiting plane travel, lowering your home's energy use, eating less meat, and voting for local and federal legislators who prioritize environmental protection. Sleep better tonight. This is all subheadings here for the health section of Women's Day. So improve shut-eye with a stroll. People who walk more than usual during the day tend to sleep better that night, according to a new study. Naturally, you'll likely feel tired at the end of an especially active day, but Alicia Beeson, a study co-author, believes the quality Z's could also arise from a few surprising factors. One, working out helps reduce stress, so you may be less likely to ruminate in bed and may fall asleep faster. Two, exercise changes your body temperature, which could assist in regulating your internal clock. And three, working out increases blood flow to the brain, so it might help your noggin produce deeper, more restorative sleep. Three strategies for staying sharp. These simple habits can help keep your brain in tip-top shape. One, interestingly, take care of your teeth. Yet another reason to brush and floss. Recent research shows that the bacteria that cause gingivitis can travel to your brain and increase your risk of developing Alzheimer's disease. Two, eat less salt. An abundance of sodium in your body can lead to a buildup of tau, that's T-A-U, a protein linked to the development of Alzheimer's, a recent animal study found. The biggest source of dietary salt is processed foods. And last, get your heart pumping. Sedentary older adults at high risk for Alzheimer's who did 30 to 40 minutes of aerobic exercise 4 to 5 times a week for a year had slower deterioration in memory regions of the brain than those who only stretched. How about that? From Good Housekeeping, ask a nutritionist. Question, I'm in a salad rut. Any delicious ideas? And the answer, it's so easy to default to the same old, but switching up the components is actually fun, says Jacqueline London, MSRD. Her advice, start with non-starchy veggies, but try a new leafy green, such as kale or mache, for example. Vegetables like cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and broccoli, and eggplant, mushrooms, peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers, celery, snap peas, artichokes, fennel, and asparagus. Any or all of these will work as a base. Add 2 scoops of a starchy vegetable, whole grain or pulse, sweet potatoes, squash, quinoa, beans, lentils, chickpeas, or edamame. For protein, salmon, tuna, sardines, or shrimp packed in oil can sub for steak or chicken. Top it all off with a squeeze of fresh lemon juice for a pop of flavor without adding extra calories. Good Housekeeping nutritionist approved Starkist Selects EVOO, E-V-O-O, yellowfin tuna contains omega-3 fatty acids and protein that will help keep you fuller longer and comes in a convenient pouch. Question, when I'm stressed, I eat garbage. Help. Answer, you can't stress eat junk that's not there. Clear the pantry or office snack stash of candy and treats when you know you're hitting a crazed period. Then stock up on no-effort crudités, air-popped popcorn, and your favorite fruits. I've never seen someone gain weight from simply eating too many pieces of whole fruit, says Wendy Brazilian, Ph.D., RDN. If you tend to power through work and then ravenously reach for regret it later choices, try setting an alarm to remind yourself to take a break and eat something nutritious around 4 p.m. And to break the stress eating cycle over the long term, take time to ID the triggers in your life and seek out healthy ways to address them. You know the drill. Find a yoga class or a YouTube video. Open a meditation app or take a quick spin around the block when a big project goes haywire. And if you do dive into the candy dish, no biggie. Give yourself a break. It happens. Then get a good night's sleep and start fresh tomorrow. From Woman's Day, some weeknight dinners. This one, cheesy artichoke toasts. Active time 20 minutes, total time 25. It serves 4 at a price of $2.65 per serving. We need 4 slices sourdough bread, 9-ounce frozen artichoke hearts thawed and roughly chopped, 1 clove garlic finely grated, 2 ounces Parmesan cheese grated, or about 3/4 cup, 1 ounce Gruyere cheese coarsely grated, or about 1/2 cup, 2 tablespoons sour cream, 1 teaspoon grated lemon zest plus 1 tablespoon lemon juice, kosher salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons panko, 1/4 cup flat-leaf parsley leaves chopped for serving, 1 5-ounce package baby arugula, and 2 tablespoons olive oil. Heat your broiler. Broil bread slices until crisp, 1 to 2 minutes per side. Transfer to a baking sheet and reduce oven temperature to 425. In a medium bowl, combine artichokes, garlic, Parmesan, Gruyere, sour cream, lemon zest, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Spoon on the toasts and sprinkle with panko. Bake until golden brown and cheese is melted, 8 to 10 minutes. Sprinkle with chopped parsley if desired. Meanwhile, in a bowl, toss the arugula with oil, lemon juice, and a pinch each of salt and pepper. Serve alongside the toasts. A budget-friendly option, spiced carrot fritters. Active and total time are 30 minutes. It serves 4 at a whopping 86 cents per serving. We need 2 large eggs, kosher salt and pepper, 12-ounce carrots, or about 3 large, 1/4 cup panko, 1 red chili, seeded and thinly sliced, 1 cup fresh cilantro, 3 scallions, thinly sliced, divided, 2 tablespoons fresh lime juice, 3 tablespoons olive oil, divided, 2 ounces feta cheese, crumbled, and green salad for serving. In a large bowl, whisk together eggs and 1/2 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Using a food processor with the large grater attachment, coarsely grate the carrots. Add to the bowl with the eggs and toss to coat. Fold in panko, then chili, cilantro, and 2/3 of the scallions. In a small bowl, combine lime juice, 1 tablespoon oil, and remaining 1/3 of scallions. Heat a large cast iron skillet on medium, then add 1 tablespoon oil. Drop 6 spoonfuls of carrot mixture into the skillet and cook until golden brown and crisp, about 3 minutes per side. Transfer to a wire rack. Repeat with remaining oil and carrot mixture, adding more oil to the skillet if necessary. Gently stir feta into the lime scallion mixture. Serve over the carrot fritters with green salad if desired. Ravioli puttanesca. This is active time 20 minutes, same for total. Serves 4 at a cost of $2.24 a serving. We need 1 pound cheese ravioli, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 cloves garlic finely chopped, 1/3 cup pitted Kalamata olives, or about 15, chopped, 1 tablespoon capers rinsed and chopped, 1 cup grape or cherry tomatoes sliced, 4 cups baby spinach, black pepper, 1 cup fresh basil leaves torn, grated Parmesan or Pecorino Romano cheese for serving. Cook ravioli per package directions. Meanwhile, heat oil and garlic in a large skillet on medium until garlic starts to sizzle, about 3 minutes. Add olives and capers and cook 2 minutes more. Add tomatoes and toss to combined. Add ravioli, spinach, and 1 teaspoon black pepper. Toss just until spinach begins to wilt, 2 minutes. Fold in basil and serve with grated Parmesan if desired. And a little tip, Ravioli are delicate, so vigorous boiling can cause them to burst and become waterlogged. To avoid a mess, bring the water to a boil, then reduce to a hard simmer before adding the ravioli. And the last one, comfort food, beans and greens with lemon parmesan polenta. Active and total time are 20 minutes, serves 4 at $1.46 per serving. We need 1 lemon, 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 large clove garlic thinly sliced, 2 teaspoons fresh thyme leaves, a pinch of red pepper flakes, 1 medium head escarole trimmed and torn into pieces, about 16 cups, kosher salt, 1 15-ounce can low-sodium white beans, rinsed, 1 cup instant polenta, 1 tablespoon unsalted butter, a third of a cup freshly grated parmesan, plus more for serving. Using a vegetable peeler, remove 3 wide strips of lemon zest. Very thinly slice the zest. Heat oil in a large Dutch oven on medium. Add garlic, thyme, thinly sliced zest, and red pepper flakes, and cook stirring until garlic is golden brown, about 2 minutes. Add escarole in batches if necessary, and a half teaspoon salt, and cook, stirring occasionally until escarole is beginning to wilt, about 3 minutes. Reduce heat to medium-low. Fold in beans and cook until escarole is tender and beans are heated through 2 to 3 minutes more. Meanwhile, cook polenta per package directions. Remove from heat and stir in butter and 1 tablespoon lemon juice. Then fold in parmesan and 1/4 teaspoon salt. Serve escarole mixture over polenta with lemon wedges and extra parmesan if required. From Real Simple, secrets to a better tasting cup of tea. Brewing the best cup of tea boils down to not using boiling water, which can affect the flavor, says Piotr Miga of Tea Forte in Maynard, Massachusetts. If you're making black or herbal tea, heat water to just below boiling, about 208 degrees Fahrenheit. Look for a few big round bubbles, or use a kettle with a temperature gauge. Let the bag steep for about 5 minutes. For green or white tea, heat water to 175 degrees. You'll see steam and little bead-like bubbles, and steep for about 3 minutes. Filtered water is key too, Mika says, since tap water may have chlorine and minerals that throw off the taste. Another tip from the Who Knew file? Don't wring tea bags into your cup. This can release tannins that may make your cup bitter, says Melanie Mock of the tea subscription service Sips By. If the flavor is too strong, just plunk in a few ice cubes to dilute, then sit, sip, and relax. And Spin Doctor here. From Martha Stewart Living, the powerhouse parts that make your blender the smoothie queen can be a pain to get pristine. Our test kitchen uses this technique. Right after use, fill the jar halfway with hot soapy water and run it for 30 seconds to loosen gunk on the blades. Empty it and scrub away any that's left with a handled brush and rinse. Set the lid and separate the jar from the bade glass gasket and jar base. Wipe them out. Lay all the parts to air dry before reassembling. That's the trick to avoiding mold. That's it for this week. If you have comments or questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. So long.